Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Nothing Catchy Podcast. I am your host, Michael Dewey, a.k.a. Read 'em and Weep of the Nothing Catchy Fantasy Football League. I thought it'd be kind of fun, a nice little treat, shall we say, if we recorded the draft. So for everybody who wasn't able to be at the draft or auto-drafted the draft or anything like that, you'll be able to hear myself, Jake, I think Doug was on there, and then, Elijah, I think that's right. If I messed that up, I'm really sorry. Hold on, let me double check. See if I can see you, if it's in the, yes, Elijah. Okay. Elijah joined us a little bit later, but we were on Discord during the draft, talking about the picks, talking about upcoming things. So I recorded it and I thought it was kind of good. There is some weird audio stuff with it, so it may not be as nice as per normal, but, I still thought it'd be kind of fun to do and post it up here for you guys to listen to. So, what I'm going to do real quick before we keep moving forward, before I bring you over to the draft, I just wanted to talk to you guys real quick about one thing. Wanted to go over power rankings since it's the very first week here, and nobody's played yet, so we don't really know who's actually going to be good or not. I figured it would be a good idea to just kind of do a preemptive power rankings to see based on the draft. So I know you're going to listen to everybody out there going through the whole draft and seeing everything live, picks and stuff later on. But I did a quick little rundown of who I actually think the top teams are. So I'm trying to think. Let's start with number eight. So in eighth place. So the team that I think drafted the worst, shall we say, but even the worst is not necessarily the right word. I mean, it's an eight-team league. Everybody's got good teams here. But the team that I think has the weakest team right now, and this is in no way, shape, or form because I'm playing them this week. Of course not. Absolutely not. If you can sense the sarcasm in my voice. But we're going to go with Reed Natty Boys Club. Reed's Natty Boys Club. I probably messed that up, Doug. But yeah, we're going to go ahead and say that he has the worst team in week one. And like I said, that has nothing to do with the fact that he's playing with me and I'm going up against him this week. Of course not. Absolutely not. But looking at his team over, the places that I thought he had the most biggest question marks for me personally, his tight end, TJ Hockenson. I think that is going to be a weak spot for him. So if anybody has an extra tight end they want to trade him, I think he's going to have a – that's his weakest point. I predict you'll actually pick up a tight end off of the waiver wire here in a little while. Outside of that, I know you have Mike Gesicki as a tight end on your bench as well, but I'm not really – he's got the drops, and there's been some interesting things coming out of camp. So I'm going to tell you your weakness is definitely the tight end. However, your QB is definitely your strong point. I was very jealous of how you got Justin Herbert. I think that's a good, fantastic pick. I think your wide receivers are actually pretty strong as well. Cooper Kupp, Davante Adams are your number one and two. You got Michael Thomas, who might be fantastic, might not be, but I think it's pretty awesome. And then the fact that you got Aaron Rodgers with, I think, your last pick of the draft. That was phenomenal. Absolute phenomenal that you got him. So, good job, number eight, Doug, or Reed, Natty Boys Club. If I slaughtered that, I apologize. Number seven, coming in at number seven, I'm going to give that honor to chilling with my homies. So, Jake, you got number seven. Reason why is because you went with old and busted Adam Thiel. Adam Thielen, excuse me. As you'll listen to the podcast later on when we were in the draft, we got some good inside information from Elijah, who is the league Vikings fan, and Jake promptly drafted him. So for that reason, we're going to give him number seven. I will say, though, your running backs are phenomenal. I am envious of your running backs. I think you got some great ones. Austin Eckler, love him. Phenomenal. Aaron Jones, I think he is going to do good. I'm concerned about A.J. Dillon coming and taking his role, but Aaron Jones is still phenomenal. And then, yeah, you got some decent depth on running back. So you got Elijah Mitchell, Kareem Hunt, Rashad Penny, I'm kind of about. You know, to be honest, I bet you could probably trade Jake for a running back. I think he would be willing to get some depth on running back if anybody's looking and wants to trade him. So just a little tip out there. But yeah, strength, Casey as well, put Mahomes. You got Mahomes, so you're going to be putting up points every week for sure. For sure. And then you got Marquez Valdes-Scantling, MVS. I think he is the best Chiefs wide receiver for sure. But I still do think you are currently at number 7 because there are some pretty strong teams here. Speaking of, we are going to go with number 6, Team Mess. Team Mess, that is also Jared. You were not on the draft, so I actually don't know much about you, Jared. But looking at your team, your strengths, wide receiver, and QB. I was actually hoping to get Josh Allen. You literally took him one pick before I was going to get him. And because you took him, I actually decided to just bump the QB till much later. He was my QB I was going to go after. I thought I could get him at a high round. But you stole him. So I'm giving you props on the QB spot. Dak Prescott's a decent backup. Areas of improvement on your team, though. And this almost knocked you down one right here. This was almost a thing that bumped you down below Mahomes. Is you drafted Antonio Gibson. That's a really risky move. I mean, he's going to be valuable probably for 2 to 3 weeks, and then I think he's not. I think he's going to be replaced by that running back who got shot in the butt, which we talk about actually a little bit later in the draft too. So we did comment about when you drafted Antonio Gibson. So weak point is I do think you have some room for running back. So if anybody is wanting to trade, you know, he has AJ Dillon. So Jake, if you want to go after AJ Dillon, you could try to snag him. So then you are guaranteed the Green Bay backfield. But yeah, you got two sneaky Chiefs players, Travis Kelce, not really sneaky, but good. And then Juju Smith-Schuster. So it's going to come down to MVS or Juju. Who's going to be the one? Who is going to be the one? I'm not sure. But we do talk about that a little bit later as well. So number 5, the number 5 team in the league. I put it myself, read them and weep. I was disappointed with a few things in my draft. I think my strength is my running back, mainly because I went running back, and then wide receiver. So I have some pretty strong top 3 riders or running backs with Dalvin Cook, Alvin Kamara, there we go, and Leonard Fournette. Outside of that, I do have some decent running backs. I would say running backs are my strength because even on my depth, I got David Montgomery, who's starting running back. I got Chase Edmonds starting running back. And then I got Cordell Patterson, who is a starting running back at like the very end of the draft as well. He was my second to last pick. And that's pretty good. And then I went with a sleeper. I have a dream that Isaiah Pacheco, if I said his name right, Isaiah Pacheco is going to be the starting running back for the Chiefs. He's the guy I'm going to sit on for a while. Nobody's going to take him from me. Well, I guess that's not true. I'll trade him if somebody wants him. But pretty much anybody's always available. But for me, I value running backs a lot higher than I probably should. So if you want to come for one of my running backs, you got to come with a higher price, a higher end wide receiver probably. So yeah, I'd say that. And my weak point is definitely my QB. I have maybe constantly been regretting the fact that I have Trey Lance. It could be fantastic, and I could be the smartest man in the world, or very well could be the dumbest decision, and I'm going to be riding with like Goff for the rest of the offseason, or rest of the season. No, it's not going to be that bad. But Trey Lance is, yeah, he could be good, could be bad. So I mean, real quick, actually, since I'm thinking about this, so players, who's actually out there at QB right now? I mean, I could roll with Derek Carr. Blech, no, thank you. Kirk Cousins, Tua Tagovailoa, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields. He could be good. Justin Fields, Matt Ryan. All right, I guess I could just bounce the quarterback around a bad matchup if I have to. I don't want to, but anyways, moving up to number 4. Number 4, we're gonna go with Phoenix Vladdy Daddy. Mr. Phoenix Vladdy Daddy, by the way, I love your name. I love saying it out loud. I may or may not be walking through my day saying Vladdy Daddy. It's just great. So, Phoenix Vladdy Daddy, you also stole my other QB when I decided to kick it down the road a little ways. I thought, you know what? I'm going to get Kyler Murray. I'm going to be able to get him. Nope. You snagged him. You snagged Kyler Murray right from out from underneath my nose. But you, sir, have some sick wide receivers. I almost put you at number one because you're wide receivers. The reason I didn't put you at number one solely is because you're running backs. Your running backs are a little rough. Specifically, Devin Singletary. Not, for me personally, not a huge fan of Devin Singletary. I think he's maybe the backup at Buffalo even. I don't even think he's the starter. I could be wrong. But yeah, that's the main reason. Your Devin Singletary pick, that's kind of what tossed you down. But the truth is, you gotta be getting some running backs, my friend. You and I maybe should do some trades because you've got wide receivers for days, but you only have one running back on your bench. So you went with a total of three running backs. One injury to your running back spot this year, and you could be bottom, absolute bottom. So, but you know, like I said, your wide receivers are sick with Ja'Marr Chase, Deebo Samuel. Those two alone. Carry right there. And then CD Lamb. Oh my gosh. That's just amazing. So, I did, if you notice, I actually sent a trade request to you, Mr. Vladdy Daddy, where I'd send you a running back, but I wanted Russell Wilson and I think I was asking for CD Lamb. I think. Because I didn't feel like I could ask for Ja'Marr Chase or Deebo Samuel. But if you're willing to give up one of those guys, we could talk. We could talk. Moving on to number three, top three in the league right now. This is going to Gritty Gritty Bang Bang. Gritty Gritty Bang Bang, a.k.a. Elijah, Mr. Viking himself. You drafted pretty well, sir. I had a hard time finding a major hole where, like, any position you were going to be struggling in. As well as you leverage yourself with some potential upside guys. Like, really, really proud of you with that Sky Moore pick. He was another guy. I do think Sky Moore might be a sneaky ad. He might be number two in KC by the end of the season. Brandon Ayuk, another great pick. Elijah Moore, another great pick. Terry McLaurin. Those are all on his bench, by the way. So, like, really good bench players. And then you had the courage to go after Cam Akers. That's a risky pick, but if he is good, he's easily a top five running back for the year. And if you got a top five running back on your bench right now, like, that's pretty good. So I just felt like your team was very well rounded. Couldn't your Bills defense, that's definitely the number one thing right there. No, I'm just kidding. But I do think you have a great, well rounded team. Not a lot of areas. Your bench could probably use an extra running back or two or wide receiver for depth. But really, too, I think you're doing pretty good. Moving on to number two. Now, these last two, I actually had a hard time going between the two of them. These two are very much so powerhouses, and I do foresee both of these guys making it to the playoffs at the end and potentially being the final two. The rest of us have really got to bring in our A game and watch out for these two. But number two, we're going to go with Team Fitzgerald. Now, Team Fitzgerald, your running backs are about as sick as Vladdy Daddy's wide receivers. The fact that you have Jonathan Taylor as your number one and Joe Mixon as your number two, how you did that with the number one overall pick is beyond me. How did that happen? I thought I was grabbing two very good running backs, but even then, Joe Mixon is phenomenal. So it's like you went at the turn of the top of the draft and you got the top like three wide running backs there. Jonathan Taylor and Joe Mixon in your running back position. And then you got the wide receiver of Mike's. So Mike Evans and Mike Williams and T. Higgins. You're stacking that Cincinnati team. Like, you got pretty good there. Your area of improvement is the fact that you have both of the New England running backs. That was a little rough. And also that you drafted Matthew Stafford. Those three people at the end of your draft, I do believe you were auto-drafting at the end. So, you know, we'll give you a little bit of credit there. You know, maybe you'll dump these people later. But your starting lineup, as long as you don't have any injuries, man, you're going to be almost an unstoppable force. Like, very good job. Very good job. You just got to work on that bench a little bit and maybe drop one of those New England running backs. So, which brings us to number one. Number one power rankings for week one of the Nothing Catchy Football League is going to be Hurts Donut. Now, on Discord, he did post that, people are saying those who drafted Jalen Hurts, congratulations on winning your fantasy football league. Everybody's pretty much sold that he's going to be it. I'm not there. I'm not there. But he is still a pretty good one. He was one I was eyeing as well. So good job getting Jalen Hurts, but the fact you got Christian McCaffrey, Najee Harris, Tyreek Hill, AJ Brown, Mark Anderson. Like, Mark Anderson is a top two tight end. Tyreek Hill, AJ Brown, potentials of top five wide receivers for both of them. Christian McCaffrey, Najee Harris, top five running backs probably for both of them. The fact that you have top one or top five in the really important positions, with the fact that Jalen Hurts could very well be QB5 or higher because of his running ability, like I'm pretty hard pressed to find anybody who's going to beat you on a week to week. Again, injuries, bye weeks, all those different things. But the big thing that I'm most irritated about that you did, you got Gabe Davis from Buffalo. I wanted Gabe Davis. I had him marked on my sheet as a player I was eyeing, wanting to get. And you stole him from me. Literally, again, one round prior. I thought I could wait for him to come around because he was far enough down the list. Didn't really seem like everybody was as up on him. But yeah, he's gonna be big. I bet he's gonna jump into your starting lineup above Deontay Johnson. I think he's gonna be by week three. Gabe Davis is gonna be the guy, easily, easily. Yeah, and then you still have Devontae Smith. Great, great guy. You've got a lot of Philly. So I don't know if you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan or what, but Dion, Mr. Hurts Donuts, donuts? No, donut singular. Hurts Donut. It's all you, man. Number one in week one. We'll see how it goes afterwards. But after this work first weekend, I'll try to do rankings each week and change it up a little bit. Maybe if people start trading as well, I'll make some comments on that. But moving on here. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Enjoy the podcast. Enjoy Thursday night. I hope you guys are all watching it. I'm super excited about football. And with that, I'm going to let it go, and it's going to bleed on over into the draft from Sunday night. Enjoy. All right. Here we go. We're starting the draft. Mr. Fitzgerald is up with the number one pick.
What?
What's up, guys?
What's up, Mike?
So I am recording this right now, and I was thinking about
Hey.
adding it on as the podcast. So I don't know if it's going to come through. Your guys' audio is going to come through. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Awesome, man. Awesome. Love it.
Now I gotta say things that are intelligent.
No, it doesn't have to be intelligent, just probably not swearing. That's all. Can't swear yet.
Hey, stop, stop. I'm on the clock. You can't be messing with me.
Wait, why are you FaceTiming if you're doing the Xbox?
I'm not doing the Xbox anymore. Sorry, guys. My wife's asking a lot of questions. She's eating up my 1 minute on the clock. I'm losing draft pick time.
I can't believe somebody took Derrick Henry number two.
Wow.
Wow.
That was
I missed that.
A little early for me, I guess, but to each their own.
I'm on the clock, baby. Let's go. Wide backs here.
I will say I would have trusted Derrick Henry over old Run CMC, but man, not number two.
Yeah. Oh man. I was actually kind of happy that we're doing eight this time because everybody's teams are gonna be pretty stacked. So.
Yeah, waivers are going to be awesome too. Be a bit deeper too. Dang, here, this is tough. These early rounds, dude.
Oh, Jake.
Can I make a suggestion, Jake?
No suggestions.
I'd say
Go
kicker. Yeah.
kicker round one.
I've heard
Kicker,
kickers
do
round
what?
one. They're pretty good, but you got 15 seconds to make a choice on Cairo Santos. You know, we run deep with those Chiefs fans. You know, gotta force it. Oh, Jake. Oh, Jasper. Man, I can't believe you guys are like all passing on Mr. Christian McCaffrey here. What? Oh my goodness.
I'm gun shy, man.
Eight? Oh no, there he goes. There he goes.
Who took him?
Who's that?
Holse?
Yeah.
Dion. Yeah.
All right. Looks like Team Prosser took Tommy Townsend with a fourth pick.
That's right.
Elijah just didn't like that pick, so he decided to just peace out. Like, I'm out.
He might be running multiple drafts, actually, so maybe he's bouncing back and forth.
That could be it.
Man, RB heavy in that first round.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I'll take that. Let's see here. I got to figure out. Okay, we'll draft that one. And then we're going to draft that one. Boom.
Dude, that's a pretty solid one, too.
That's right. Not to give away my strategy, but I figure running backs are probably the shallowest of all of them. So take two while I can.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. It's not a bad strategy at all.
It's funny, my girls, they're loving the podcasting stuff too. Cause if you didn't know, Doug, I've got a whole podcasting studio that's actually what I'm talking through right now. And, my youngest and oldest love to come in here and do an animal podcast. So they were just finishing it up, but I said, hey, you guys got to wrap it up. Cause, I got a draft going.
Gotcha. I thought the quality of your podcast sounded really well. So I assumed you had some good equipment going.
Yeah. It's a little bit better than like a phone, but, but I'm not like Joe Rogan or anything. I don't have that good of equipment.
He's got that like spaceship studio down in Austin now.
Yeah.
Debo. Okay. Jake, stop playing with my heart, man. Make your pick.
Give me time here.
Man. Listen, scroll down. Find Lamar Jackson. We know that's who you want to be your number one QB.
Stephon Diggs.
Ooh, did I do it? Oh, my God.
I mean, really, you only need to pick your first one and then just go auto the rest of the time.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, I have such mixed feelings with Aaron Jones. To be honest, like I just don't know if he's gonna have it for the whole season or not.
Yeah, we'll see. He's been balling when he's on there, and I'm thinking Green Bay, their wideouts, man. I think they might be doing a lot of running near the goal line. We'll see. Ooh, over here.
Yeah,
that actually worked out how I wanted. I was hoping to go Cup and Devontae, but I was like, there's no way I'm getting both. I'm taking a risk this year, and I'm going to pick some mid-grade RBs, and hopefully I can stay on top of it.
Man, it's great having those first two picks back-to-back, but it's forever coming back around.
Oh, yeah. Like, I guess I'll get up and go make a sandwich? I don't know. Whenever I'm done here. Damn, they did put Kelce up. 21 overall is what he was at. That's pretty good, Jake. You were right.
There we go.
He was talking about the potential of taking him in round one. You know, like over
Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
I was actually expecting him to take Mahomes first round. Just be like, just to make sure he had him.
Dude, Mahomes was projected round five. That's like when the first QB started going. This is just, you know, looking at mock drafts and everything, but I didn't realize QBs are pushing so down. Like, I get nervous at, like, the end of round two. I'm like, man, do I have a good QB yet?
I know. Dude, I think Mahomes is going to pop off. If he's there round four, I think I might be tempted to take that.
Yeah, he's going to start disappearing pretty quick.
Yep.
Round four is not bad. That's not bad at all. Like, that's good patience if you can get him at four.
I'm telling you guys, Mahomes, he's popping, dude. He's going to have 40 tubs. He's going to hit, you know, 5K passing yards. He's going to surprise some people who are sleeping on him right now. Yeah. Foolishly.
You know who I actually think is going to be, what's going to be the surprise for the Chiefs is Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to lose his job. That's what I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
I don't predict him to be sticking around for very long. Oh, okay. Don't take these off my list. Mike Evans.
Travis. Oh, shit. I'm on the clock. Oh. My bad.
Travis Kelce. Jared took him. Jared, you son of a rat. Damn it. I mean, dang it. Dang it. Oh, man.
Man. So I still think it's too early for tight end, but Andrews is already here.
Those two new guys you brought in, are they Chiefs fans too?
So Dion is big Chiefs fan.
Okay.
He lives actually down here in Arizona as well, funny enough.
Oh, that's awesome.
Jake Fitzgerald is actually a Packers fan. So
I reached. I'm going
Saquon.
I feel like he's going to have a resurgence, man. He's healthy again. They've had another year in the system. And I don't think Daniel Jones has got what it takes to throw on him all the time.
He's gone.
I don't even care.
He's gone. Oh, don't say that, Jake. You know you care. A little piece of me died too.
Bro, did you just take Mahomes in round two?
I was round three. But yes.
Oh, my bad.
Mahomes
so fast.
Is gone. Jake. Man. I was hoping to take him from you. I was hoping.
Dude, look at that number three overall left. What does that tell you about people's faith in Tyreek this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't think he's going to be that good, personally. Unless all of a sudden Tom Brady gets traded to him. You know? maybe that's why he took that two weeks off, is to go meet with Miami to see if he can make up any sort of last minute.
That was a weird deal, right?
It was kind of weird. I've heard different things. I've heard that Giselle wants him. I think Giselle's his name, or his wife's name. If so, we'll just go with it. I heard that she pretty much said, "Hey, retire or me," kind of a thing. Kind of gave him an ultimatum because she's done with him playing, which I don't blame him. I mean, he could easily get really hurt if he keeps going much older. So I don't care how many smoothies you drink. These are big guys out there. Okay.
Mike, are you still out in Spokane?
Yeah, I'm up in Spokane.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, no, we're up here. We don't plan to leave anytime soon.
Nice. Spokane's a nice city, man. I always really enjoy visiting there. It has a good vibe to it.
Yeah, I mean, there's enough to do in the big town. We live down the 195, so we're not in town, which is kind of nice too. Because if you're too close to downtown, there's a lot of homeless people down there. Ooh.
Are you like in the valley?
No, I'm the other direction. Hold up just a second. I got focus here. Here's the question. Should I take a risk with Leonard Fournette? That's the question.
Dude, man, I can't be faithful with that guy.
I feel like
he gets touchdowns, man.
I know.
He does. He does. He's a big body dude. He gets goal line work.
Yep.
Oh, man.
You don't got to like him to expect him to make points.
No. You know, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go another
running
back.
Man, okay.
And I'm going to put
the pressure. I can't believe.
I'm going to put pressure on all you all. Well, actually, I'm going to check wide receiver real quick. Hold up. Let's see who's in the wide receiver. Oh, Tyreek.
Well, I'm just going to do it. I don't know who's going right now.
It's me again.
He's got back-to-back.
That's right. You're the last pick.
I'm going to take him Pittman. He's going to be my number one.
Nice.
Pity City. That was probably a little bit of a reach, but.
Hey, I reached on Saquon, so we'll comfort each other two, three games from now.
Yeah, right.
We're like, bro, we have a negative 4 points between the two of us.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I put out like a little cheat sheet to see kind of like my top peoples, but by now it's like getting blown to bits. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know. I don't know if you guys listen to any football podcast people or not, but the fantasy footballers are pretty good. They're pretty high on Michael Pittman, so
I think Matt Ryan's going to have a good year in Indy. I think he's going to enjoy the change, and I think the guys there are going to appreciate his veteran presence.
I think he's probably the best quarterback they've had. You know, they've played that carousel for a while. By far, he was way better. He's way better than Carson Wentz. I actually think he's better than Phillip Rivers. You know, he has a stronger arm, and he's just as smart as Phillip Rivers. So I think the Colts could be somebody to be a little bit nervous about in that division. Oh, Tyreek's gone.
Yep. Tyreek, Deion sent it.
Elijah's about to kick me in the dick with his pick. I know what he's about to do. Son of a... I knew it! Damn it! I knew he was going to take it.
I'm not liking my wide receiver options here. Oh, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, I went early on that.
Yeah, taking Patty may have been a mistake.
Man. Oh, where do they have this guy?
Oh man, I don't like who's throwing in the ball. I saw DK was still there, but I'm like, what's T. Higgins' deal here? He's questionable.
I mean, I think he's just. I had T. Higgins last year in the league. The problem is, I mean, he'll have his boom games, but he'll kind of disappear behind Chase sometimes.
That was my fear. He's splitting with Chase.
Yeah.
Right.
Dude, Jerry Jeudy might have a big year.
I mean, if he's still around in the sixth round, I'll probably go with it. Yeah, DJ Moore is an interesting one. I was actually thinking if he fell to me, I'd go for him. Primarily because I'm like, I have a little bit more faith in the QB there now. So,
yeah. Right.
I want to go Nick Chubb, but I feel like he's going to get just fucking slammed because they're not going to fear that Cleveland's going to throw all season long.
I know.
Language, though.
Oh, it's fine. Sorry. I can bleep it out if I need to. Or we'll just say it's an adult podcast. No worries. Or I just won't do it. We'll see. We'll just play it out.
I'll be better.
Sorry, we're used to our... gaming headset chat where it's just us and where we get real mad at Fortnite and Warzone and everything. You know how it is.
By the way, you asked me about multiverse. I don't know if you play multiverse, yeah. Doug, or not, but I actually have been enjoying it. I would highly recommend. Have you played...
Here's the question. Have you played Smash Bros. Before?
Oh, yeah. I played original 64 Smash Bros. Love it. And that's my favorite. You know, I'm an OG on that one, but I'm also the old guy probably in the group too. So.
I played it here.
Yeah, so that's my favorite one. But I played GameCube a little bit and whatnot. I think it's got close to it. A lot of the characters have the same kind of abilities. So Doug, for example, he's kind of like Kirby. He can suck people in and take on their powers and stuff like that. So it's very similar. A lot of Link type characters. So Wonder Woman's kind of like Link with the sword. But they have some cool, unique things. So, like, Bugs Bunny is really cool. He calls down, like, Acme-type stuff, so a big safe that he drops on people. He has a hammer, you know, very just, like, Stoogie-type abilities, which is just kind of fun, a little bit different. And I just unlocked, actually, Iron Giant as well. He's really hard to play. He's huge, so he's really slow. It's kind of like DK in Smash Bros. And stuff. But... yeah, I would say it's for being free and whatnot. I'd say it's highly worth the play once in a while if you have a guy's night kind of thing and you want to try something new. So,
very cool, nice. I actually have it downloaded on my Xbox. I saw it was free to play. I was like, hey, let me try this because I am a huge Smash Brothers fan. Like, Smash Brothers is actually my favorite video game franchise of all time. Like, I've spent hundreds of hours in every iteration, 64 version when I was just a little guy. Melee, Brawl, even on the Wii U, and then now on Switch, obviously. So if it's anything like Smash, I could probably get into it.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I think it's great.
Cool.
Only eats at Smash Burger. Oh. Only listens to Smash Mouth.
Dumb. Mike, I forget, are you in your mid-30s I forget how old you are.
Yeah, I was. I just turned 36. So.
Okay, 36.
Yeah.
Okay. You're because you're around the same age as my cousin Mike, right? Did you guys go to Walla Walla together?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Mike Blazy.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. We're pretty much the same age, I think.
That's right. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I actually play Age of Empires with him every like either Thursday or Wednesday is our Age of Empires night. Ah, Josh Allen.
That was literally going to be my pick.
I know. I was going to take him this next time, too. I was like, okay, he's there. But no, I guess I'll just push the QB down further then. Yeah, I'm glad I went three running back. I'll be honest. Running back's pretty well picked over now.
Yeah, I'm still looking at these wideouts. Man. Who's Houston got playing quarterback these days? Literally can't remember right now.
I don't know if he has a name.
Miller? Is it Miller? Something Miller. Houston QBs. He's actually pretty good, if I remember right. Davis Mills, that's who it is.
Man, I'm thinking right now. I'm in between DK and Jerry Jeudy. I'm looking at these names. Higher. I know Waddle is a baller.
But would Waddle have any sort of play now with Tyreek there?
Right.
Or will it open him up and he'll have a whole bunch? I mean, I'm just saying, we just don't know.
I know they talking about handcuffing guys when you have that kind of situation. I never feel like I can justify two spots on my team to handcuff guys like that. You know, and be like, oh, I have both of them, so they're both going to play well, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you never know on the matchup who's going to get what. Very rarely are you going to get a specific safety or cornerback who's going to shut down that wide receiver one. You know that two guys going to feast.
Yep.
That's the pick right there, Jake.
See.
I don't know. I mean, now that you made the pick, I've heard out of camp that Sutton is his favorite target. So I'm just, it could just be smoke. Could be smoke, but who knows?
Yeah, yeah. I just
Justin Herbert,
Russ.
Dang it. Okay, so since you guys are from Arizona, Doug, are you in Arizona?
No, I'm in Texas.
You're Texas. Okay, Arizona people like is Kyler Murray actually? Like, is he actually good?
I kind of think he's trash. Like, I don't really get it.
I don't know why I feel that way, though. I'm like, am I just, like, height bias here or something? A.J. Brown was going to be my next pick. Dang it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not a huge believer in Kyler. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, funny story, Mike. You'll like this one. So Team Holes here. His name's Dion. He kind of funny enough, kind of a similar story to how you and I basically met. Mm-hmm. So back in 2014, close to a decade ago, on Twitter, I think it was probably one of the Chiefs fan pages on there with a lot of followers. I started up a conversation in the replies with another Chiefs fan there, and it was Dion, and he was living in Lincoln, Nebraska at the time, and I was in Kansas City, I think I was in Kansas City at the time, and he had like Nebraska or UNL or something in his Twitter bio.
Yeah.
And anyways, we followed each other. We were kind of, Twitter buddies randomly for years. And then 5 years later, 6 years later, we realized that we both were living in Phoenix, in the Phoenix Metro. And we were like, dude, let's go to the Chiefs watch party. They actually have a Chiefs bar here that's like decked out in all Chiefs stuff.
Oh, cool.
And they have huge Chiefs watch parties there. You know, you're with fellow Chiefs fans. They do all the fun Arrowhead things, like all the chants and stuff. It's awesome. And so we were like, dude, let's go meet up. We'll meet up there. And we'll, actually become real friends, not just, Twitter friends. And so we ended up meeting up and, Now we play video games together occasionally, and we still meet up a couple times during the year and watch the games together. It's super funny.
That's so cool. I'm telling you, man, Jake, you make more friends on Twitter than I know, than I think anybody I know.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, like Twitter's like always been known as like the toxic work like environment, but like Jake's like, right. Nah, I can make friends there.
It's the great peacemaker on Twitter.
Right?
Yeah, because Doug, me and Mike here, we actually sort of in a way met on Twitter as well, because he was flying a Chiefs flag while living in Walla Walla. And I saw that he was responding to a Chiefs fan page on Twitter. And I was like, hey, I'm going to school there this fall. That's awesome. And he was like, oh, yeah, I used to go to the university or something like that. Super funny.
I was like, which school? Because I worked for Walla University at the time as a recruiter for him. And he's like, oh, I'm going to Walla Walla U. And I'm like, that's crazy. So then we find out later, because my wife, her like great uncle married somebody on Jake's side of the family. So in some weird roundabout way, we're related. So
yeah. Very, very strange. Which means you're also related to Lige here through marriage somehow.
What's up, cousin?
It's a very distant relation.
Lige, you on Mike?
Did he join in yet?
He's in the chat. Hey, Jeremy.
What's up?
Yeah. What's up, man? There he is.
Oh, man. It's only the sixth round, and I'm already like, who the hell am I picking?
We're not supposed to swear. I learned.
Okay, no, that's okay. That level's okay.
Caution.
I'm going to be trying to maybe toss this on as the podcast. So like, if people wanted to hear kind of the back and forth for the draft, it might be a fun way to do it this Tuesday. So.
Yeah, it.
But.
Yeah, you did much better than me. I said like 18 swear words, and Jake was like, hey, Doug, be an adult.
I don't know why my computer had run dead, so that's cool. I need my computer up so I can start to actually do research, figure out who I'm drafting.
No, you got to do it by feel, man. You got to go Top Gun style. All right. Jake's looking for his defense right now.
Not defense. Maybe foolish. A little unorthodox, but I might do it just because these points are at such a premium, this position.
Oh, he's going to start the QB run.
No, he took Mahomes in three.
Three, dude.
That's Mahomes.
Yeah, this it's actually the tight end run going on right now. What in the world?
Yeah.
There's not very many good tight ends.
Exactly. If you can get
a Kelsey goes in like the second round, depending on like where you're at. What is going on?
If you can get a tight end that produces, like, man, I was hoping to get Kelsey, but obviously someone else snagged him up.
So it's funny you guys mentioned that, because that was exactly where I was going with it. I was tempted to go try to get Metcalf just to have a third higher end wide receiver, but I was like, man, if I wait on tight ends, I'm going to be down in people whose names I never heard.
Yeah.
How many teams? I haven't paid even attention. How many teams do we have in our draft?
Eight teams.
Eight.
Okay. Well, that's not as bad. I've been in like 14 man leagues before where you're struggling to be able to have a quarterback or wide receivers that aren't like on the same bye.
Yeah.
And with you're the 43rd like, pick, you have the ball boy.
Exactly. You're like, who? Who is that?
Proficient in Gatorade and ball retrieval.
Let's see.
Yeah. Normally, the league that I normally play in is a 10-person league. And yeah, I mean, that much quicker when you're running into names that you're like, well,
we're doing like a small group of us are doing a champion, like just like the ridiculous high scoring point type league where we only have four of us.
Oh my gosh.
which is just hilarious. Like if you've never played it that way, it's fantastic. But it's ridiculous because like everyone has like a starting line like lineup that is
not gonna get to that. Yeah, so Lige, I'm sorry to inform you you're outnumbered with Packers fans because Fitzgerald here is also from Wisconsin. He's a big Packers guy.
I mean it's fine.
Are you the Vikings fan?
Doesn't sound
I am.
Fun.
Oh nice. Nice. I'll be honest. I actually like the Vikings. I've always had a soft spot for them. After Favre left the Packers, I was like, you know, I kind of like the Vikings a little bit. So when I was a kid, I liked your guys' kicker, a random thing. I forget his name, but he had the weirdest like one bar helmet.
Oh, you're talking about Gary Anderson.
Oh yeah, yeah, Gary. He was pretty good.
Yeah. He held like some ridiculous record for the longest time, but then he blew it in to put the game away versus the Falcons in 98 that would have sent us to the Super Bowl. But people forget, like, they always wanted to shit on Gary Anderson. He literally made 100% of his kicks all year long to get them to that point.
Yeah. Oh.
And then back in the day, it was like, because I don't think it was a gimme. I think it was like a 40-something yarder, but it's like 47 or 48 yards or something, which back in those days was actually a long kick. Like, I remember as a kid, like, nobody kicked 50 yarders. Like, anything over 45 was just a 50-50 coin toss.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, he was really good. I just remember there was a game. Oh, I forget how old I was, but I remember watching the first part of it and being super sucked in, and then I couldn't finish watching it. And that was back when we had like dial-up internet, and I remember having to like log in afterwards. And I saw that he won, and I was just like super excited to talk about it at school.
Hilarious.
Josh Jacobs. Okay.
As much as I don't like the Raiders, I feel like they're going to have a really good year.
Oh, no way. No way. They're the bottom of the AFC. I will die on that hill. They are not going to be. Derek Carr, nope, not that good. I mean, to put it in words like Tom Brady, you stuck with that SOB? yeah, I don't know. I think he's definitely the bottom tier of all the QBs that are there. And I don't know. I just don't think they have it in them. I think they're okay, but they have a good defense. That's probably what all they'll have.
Well, here's
that. Who is the quarterback in who is the quarterback in Washington these days?
Commanders?
Yeah.
Who is that now? It's Carson Wentz, I think.
Seriously?
It is, yeah.
That's right.
That's interesting. Yeah, sure, why not? You need depth at wide receiver. I didn't pay attention to what buy he had though. And we're good.
Don't worry about the buys yet. That's
that. So that's, you have to start picking people up off waivers. Like, I won't have a starting lineup.
Yeah, guys, interesting. I was just thinking about this, and I think I'm actually the youngest one in this league.
Oh, nice.
I think everyone else, I think, is 30. No, well, Jared is 29. I'm 28. I think we're the only ones in our. Oh, Dion. Dion might be younger than me. I think he's 20. Seven, but everyone else is hovering around 30.
So did most of you guys like go to school together or something? Or like, how do you guys know most of each other? Like, I know Jake's our glue, but.
Jake's my brother-in-law.
Yeah. Elijah's he married my sister. And then I met Doug through Elijah. Yeah, so Elijah and Doug go way back to you guys went to high school together too, right?
Yeah. No, like we were born and like we grew up in the same church and everything. Yeah.
We're like literally in each other's baby books though.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've known each other forever, literally.
Okay. Well, since Vladdy
getting into that not in here, really deep,
I'll ask the question.
He's he's drafting on his phone right now. He is actually in Vegas this weekend, but he hit me up. He's like, dude, are you doing a fantasy league? And just so happened we needed one at the time. And I was like, oh, yeah. He's actually – I go to him to get my haircut here in Arizona.
Oh, that's awesome. The best
thing. Yeah, but he's a super cool guy. He's a super cool dude. He's just like super, super relatable, super nice, really, really, really cool guy.
He saved me from my problem. I was worried about if I should take Brandon Cooks or not because I don't know. He's hard because I think he's old and busted again. And again, who is he passing to? He's not like a consistency one. So I'm glad he took him so I didn't have to worry about it.
Wow, Jared took Juju.
Yeah, I saw Juju's gone. That's yep. a fun question. You know, I think that's great that he took Juju, but and I think Juju probably will have first stab at it. But I think I don't know. I think there's enough depth there that Patrick Mahomes is probably going to be the one to actually have outside of Kelsey. I don't really think you're going to want
Chiefs wideouts.
Yeah, you're not going to have a reliable wide receiver every week, I don't think.
I think they're going to be very shy this season of getting like what happened to him last year, where the defenses can scheme on Tyreek and shut everything down up top and make him throw short in the middle. I think they're really going to try to spread it out and have many more options, but just not as many, you know, long bomb threats.
Elijah, what do you think of Adam Thielen now? Like, is he actually?
If he can stay healthy, that's Thielen's biggest issue. Is his health these days. He's still like the Chris Carter to Jefferson's Randy Moss, if you will. Like, he's the red zone guy. He's your third, like, you need a third down. Like, he's Cousins' like safety blanket.
Yeah.
Is what I would say. That would be what I would.
I think he's still,
I mean, that's what I would say. But, I mean, the thing is he'll catch a lot of touchdowns because he's who he usually goes to in the red zone.
Okay.
But, like, he'll maybe have, like, you know, an average stat line, I think, for Thielen's probably going to be 6 or 7 catches for, you know, 60 or 70 yards, but he could have a touchdown or two. Like, or he could even have 40 yards, but he could have 2 touchdowns kind of a thing. That's more of what he is these days. He's not, like, that championship run that they had back with Diggs. Like, he's not that speedy guy anymore. He just doesn't have that quite in him anymore.
I'm so bummed. I thought he was going to come back to me. I thought I had another little bit for Gabe Davis. I wanted Gabe Davis so bad. So bad. I think he's going to break out this year. I think he was going to be
that. My wide receiver choices were between the two that I was looking at were the two that were in my division, and I trust a system guy with Goff over Fields. Throwing to Darnell Mooney.
Yeah, St. Brown should have a good year, Lige. I think he's going to do very well.
I think he will do too. That's what I'm saying. Like I think Goff's a better quarterback than Fields is. Like, Fields is flashy for himself, but he doesn't do a good job distributing the ball, in my opinion.
I see how it is, Jake. We just coached.
Just had that whole call. I just gave the full on assessment. If you're listening to this, the next person that was on the chat probably should have drafted him. I felt like it was still a little bit, and I needed a different bye week because I already have Jefferson and Diggs with 7 with bye week 7. That's the only reason why I skipped, I couldn't go another Viking right now because I'm gonna be in. Like I said,
I've had Adam Thielen on my last 3 fantasy teams, and he's always been very solid for me. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to keep it going.
Well, he's super clutch.
Nice. Yeah.
He's usually a go-to for me, but I got since I got Jefferson first round, I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Awesome pick.
Oh, I was just looking. I was like, oh, where's AJ Dillon? I think I'm going to see if I can get him next time. Nope. Somebody already wanted him. Yeah, we're kind of in that spot now where it's like, find your people, you know? It's kind of a toss-up for most of these positions, and so...
Yep. Yeah. I don't have a single chief on my roster right now. That's like a,
yeah, you gotta get token chief somewhere in there.
Do I dare give Clyde a chance here?
He's up there.
I don't like him at all. Still on there, but I don't feel good about Clyde. I agree with that earlier. Mike was saying he thinks
he may as well only let him piss you off in the actual game and not piss you off in the, you know, in fantasy too. Like, I'm always careful about that on fantasy, like picking too many players on my team, so like on my actual team that I go for, because I'm like, I don't want you to disappoint me both places if you disappoint me.
I had a league, one of my teams in 2018, Elijah, I don't know if you remember this, but I had Mahomes, Kelsey, and Tyreek.
That's ridiculous. I don't know how that happened, but I do remember that.
Was it an 8 or 10 person league too? I think it was an 8, but yeah, I got all 3 of them. It was wild. Well, cause no one knew Mahomes. That was his, his rookie season. So
yeah,
Mahomes was the
Or his first start of the season.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sorry, thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so who is the quarterback in Seattle these days?
That's Geno
Smith. Locke, right?
No, Geno took the starting spot.
Who?
Yeah, Locke kept throwing picks. Geno Smith is the quarterback.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not picking any Seattle people. No way. The Jet? That Geno Smith?
Yeah. Yeah.
The one who punched in the face. One of the Chiefs we're going to get in 2013 with the first overall.
Oh, yes. Oh. Nope.
All right, I'm going to risk it for the biscuit.
What is happening upstairs? Oh, they're hammering now.
Nice.
Look.
Took it right before you, too.
Yep.
Here's the deal. I don't believe that he is the worst thing that's ever happened in that position. I think we've seen his ceiling, and it's not what anybody wanted it to be.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
I'd say that's fair.
I miss Kareem Hunt so much. He was, if we had Kareem Hunt still.
Hey, he's available right down there at the bottom of the screen, man. <He's
out there. laughs> I'll just take him.
I see him.
But if we had him still on our league.
It's his off the field stuff.
Yeah. Chiefs would have been unstoppable.
Dude, imagine how good they would have been if he could have kept his nose clean and then walked into that team for the. He was so good.
I'm kind of shocked that Lamar is still on here.
That's literally what I was about to go for.
I almost went for Lamar. I was thinking of getting him, picking him up, just so I had some trade capital. Like, if I notice I'm struggling anywhere, I could throw him in a package deal, but I figured that probably wasn't the smartest pick.
See, I'm sitting here between him and Kyler.
Yeah. Who's your starter right now?
I don't have a quarterback yet.
Oh, go Lamar then, yeah. Well, that's what I would do, but hey.
Yeah, you're not going to go wrong either way, but Lamar's the better pick if you're going to actually use
him. I mean, he runs a lot.
So runs.
You're bound to get
exactly.
Points.
He's more durable than Kyler too.
I know. I was just sitting here. I was like, I need a quarterback, and then I saw him sitting right there at the top two. I was like, okay, that's probably the right route to go.
Oh, Jalen.
What do you send us here, Mike?
Oh, I just sent you the link for who's the named starting quarterback for Seahawks.
One believed you. Like, yeah, no, it's an actual thing.
Because it's straight up like, what?
I mean, I didn't even know Geno was still in the league, if I'm being honest.
I didn't either. And I'm like, how did he get a starting job?
Oh, man.
Was he a first-round pick? What, like 5 years ago?
Who took Jalen over Kyler?
Team Holtz. I don't know who that guy is.
Who's Team Holt? Why did he pick Jalen over Kyler?
I mean,
that just doesn't seem.
Jalen's another big runner. He's like Lamar. So if you didn't
want.
Yeah. And maybe it goes back to that whole ceiling thing. Because he could actually have a pretty. Potentially a pretty high ceiling.
I was literally going to take Kyler this time. I was like, you know what? We're gonna go with it. But we're going to take that guy, Darnell Mooney. And just.
Here, what do we got? Who's projected number one fantasy defense this year?
I'd probably say Buffalo.
Has anyone taken defenses yet?
No.
Bills.
Well, the Bills are what's projecting highest then. That's why I was asking if anybody had taken them yet.
I still think the Buccaneers are rated way too high. They've had a ton of defensive injuries just already.
Can I change my name of my team while we're sitting here? Or will it not let me?
Hey, Mike, what are your thoughts on Sky Moore? How do you think he's going to do?
Oh, man, I love Sky Moore. I just don't know if he's going to be enough for like an actual position roster spot kind of a thing. I would probably go with Marquez Valdes-Scantling before I'd go with him personally. If he – because they just don't use rookies very often. And so that's the thing is like they – if they are going to use him, I think he could be pretty good. So I just don't want to get into like the hype of like thinking he's going to take over what Tyreek did. So he's worth a shot. I was going to be honest and I'll just say it. If he was going to be around he was going to be my last pick. Like Marquez Valdes-Scantley was not there, or was already gone, he'd be the guy to take on my last pick as like a stab to try to get some sort of Chiefs player on my roster. But Russell Wilson. I was thinking about taking him next. I think everybody has a QB then except me, right?
Yeah, because I just picked mine up.
Just check in. Yeah, I'm the last one. So
I've got my fingers crossed right now. Lige doesn't do what I think he might be doing.
Damian Pierce, he was another sneaker.
Well, probably not. I don't know. I'm just just for fun, we'll do that. Just to get the ball going on defense. Because we had a conversation about defense.
That's right.
Bills. I really don't like anybody that's left on the board, to be honest.
I got my chief. There we go. Got my one chief. Hopefully he can do something.
There you go. I do think that's your best bet. And honestly, stacking him.
I got Mahomes. Yeah. I guess I have Mahomes. I forgot. But.
Yeah, so you have your – I'm like, I've got my token chief. You already have a chief.
Yeah.
Token you have chief. The chief. Oh, Lige, you went defense already.
Hey, why not?
Nice.
I feel like everything right now is like the marginal, like middle. So like the same group of guys are going to be available to me than like the depth, the bench seats anyway at this point when they come back around.
I typically will go defense later and just play matchups like on a weekly basis. I'll just kind of try to sub out best available.
I get
all. Yeah. Defense. No, you grab it.
I like to take I like one defense and then I'll do that throughout, but I like to have one defense. I'll never pick up a bye defense though. I'll just pick up whoever's off waivers, like the bye week of my defense.
Yep,
week 7 is going to be a week where I'm picking up all kinds of random people off a waiver and dropping people that are injured and all that mess, apparently, because I'm concentrated on my bye week on week 7. So, yeah, I got the ball going. There's already another defensive pick.
How is Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, yeah. Still Jared got the Packers.
So, to me, it's the margin, because the Bills are 140. The middle of the pack, if you wait, is like 100. So, I mean, that's a pretty substantial, like, 4 or 5 point difference every week, basically. Mm-hmm. If you think about it from that perspective, that's the only reason why that makes a difference if you can get the number one defense, usually. Because the average defense is like 100 points or so.
Because I remember
when you have an 8-person league. Yeah. Because I'm so used to like drafting with 10 or 12 person leagues.
Yeah.
So I'm like probably a little early on defense from that perspective.
For the longest time, I would always, for my first like probably 4 years doing fantasy, I would always fill out my starters first. So I would always be the first one taking a kicker and the first one taking a defense.
Yeah.
People would give me such a hard time about it. I'm like, what? I want the best available. I don't know. Probably wasn't the smartest. I think I won it one of the years, but you know.
Well, there goes the kicker. There goes Tucker. See, I got people thinking about defense and kickers.
Yep.
So I got the ball rolling on people thinking about.
Starting getting scared.
People thinking, oh shit, somebody got defense. I better get a kicker.
Yeah, right. Got to get the kicker.
Yeah. It is funny the psychology of that. Everyone just makes a run on them then.
Yeah, my hope is if I get like I went with running back heavy first, that people will come for me and pay a premium for all my running backs. That's what I hope for.
Oh my gosh, I hate you. Oh, dang it. I was gonna take Butker. I was looking at him. I had him queued up. All right. Well. Oh man, that's a tough one. Since he's kicker or the Rams kicker. McManus as well. He's got that Denver advantage.
He does have the Denver advantage.
I mean, that offense is going to be great. Yeah, I go with it.
Who'd you take? The Rams?
Yeah, Rams kicker.
I'll take my person. Since he's...
Jeez, hello.
There's more people to. I gotta keep updating my list here. Gotta keep up. Yeah, you guys really ran that, started that run here. Devonta Smith? Oh, yeah, that's a good pick. Speedster.
This Dion, the Hulse guy, man, he's made some sappy picks. Anything that I've been interested in, he's probably ahead of me by, like, you know,
a couple of minutes. Is he a Philadelphia fan? Because I feel like he's really Philly heavy.
No, he's a Chiefs guy.
That's like the third time I've looked down and he's picking a Philly guy.
He's going to be busy that week, so he's just trying to get all his bye weeks on the same.
Yeah,
that must be it.
He's like, I'm just going to take the L. Just go ahead and mark that on there. Where are we at here with this guy?
Is there a way to see, like, on this? Oh, that's just the master pick list. No, it won't let me scroll all the way back. Is there a way to see? Oh, maybe it won't let me see the picks. Because I wasn't on the tee, like wasn't in here when it started. So here we go. Pick one.
All right. So as luck had it, my I have a league with 12 people for my, it's like my coworkers. We do a league together. And it just so happened that they scheduled it the exact same time as our league. So I had that going on my.
You have two drafts happening right now?
It just finished the other one.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I had that one going on my, I'm using my monitor right now. So I have the dual monitor thing going on.
Yeah.
So that one just finished. In that league I am actually defending my title. I won this league last year, but in that league, I got Rodgers, Montgomery, Jacobs, Adams, Diggs, Ertz, Singletary, Steelers defense, Butker in that league.
So I went.
I'm not too upset about that league. That's pretty good.
I went with Diggs over Adams because I think Adams is still on the board. Those were the top, like they were kind of like ranked one after another. But I was like, okay, Diggs has his chemistry with Allen versus like I know everybody's obviously. Devontae Adams is Devontae Adams, but there's also Carr throwing to him. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not a. I mean, Carr can get you probably on a PPR. He could get you some points, but I don't think he's going to be I think he's a great backup.
Yeah. At this point, I'm just. Oh, I still need a defense. Hello.
One, two, three, four, five running backs. One, two, three.
Who ended up taking DK?
Who took DK Metcalf?
He went right after you talked about him. It was a while back.
Did he? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was not committed to that pick. I just was running out of time.
See, Tyler Lockett, in years past, I've snagged him. He's been on a couple of my teams, but without
if
Russell
Geno there. Smith, if Geno Smith is throwing to him, heck no. I've literally steered away from him for like three rounds. Normally, I would be like, yeah, Lockett can pick one up. Pick some touchdowns up and stuff.
Atlanta's got a rookie quarterback. Am I wrong there?
Atlanta. Who's Atlanta's?
What?
Right now. Atlanta's Bob. Got what's his name? The dude from Hawaii.
Mariota.
Yep.
What? Mariota. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Marcus Mariota's their starter. Yeah, that's true.
No.
Huh. Well. That changes a little bit. That probably explains why Drake London's still there. He's their number one. I'm confused. Oh, wait. It's like he's a rookie. Maybe it's just somebody has the wrong picture up there. I've clicked on his picture and it has him in a Raiders outfit. And I'm like, what? But I think that's just somebody else. That they got to work on their algorithm stuff. I mean, it's hard. Yeah, he's the number one. So, I mean, even if it's not a good team, it might be worth taking a number one on. Oh man. If you, I'll talk it out. You got DeAndre Hopkins still out there, guys. Like, if you want to ride,
man, he's still,
pick, he that's, like a, last wow. pick.
He's suspended though. What's he suspended for?
PEDs.
How long is he suspended?
8 games, I think.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, I was like, you gotta.
But I mean, when he
PEDs?
Goes out,
PEDs, yeah. So I mean, if he,
oh, man. Dang it, that was my next. I was, if he was gonna fall to me, my next pick was gonna be Antonio Gibson.
You know what? I actually, hold on. What's the guy who got shot in the butt at Washington?
Was that him? I don't know. But
no, it wasn't him.
He was going to be my next pick.
Running back, shot in butt.
No, darn. Deion was saying that Fitzgerald auto draft. He put his thing to auto draft, I guess, because he got his starters all set. He must not, you know, care too much about snagging specific people.
Yeah.
And he took both. New England running backs in a row. Pretty funny.
Yeah, so supposedly Brian Robinson is the guy who got shot in the butt. He's the running back that, again, supposedly took Antonio Gibson's spot. But since he's shot, he's starting out on the PUP, so I don't think he's going to do much. So.
Yeah, the physically unable to perform list, probably not a. Excuse me, guys. Sorry about that.
Come on! I hope. I might take him actually to sit on him. Just because if he is a starting running back and getting a starting running back in round 14 might be worth it.
But who's this?
Brian Robinson. Oh. For the Commanders. But
good night. We'll go with that.
Vladdy Daddy. All right, we're gonna take this
starting. Oh, there goes DeAndre.
Took that run at starting running back. And then because I'm going to, I got to take him. He's the guy. Isaiah Pacheco. He's taking over.
Oh, nice. Going deep.
Wow.
Yeah. He very well could be my cut person, but you know what? I'm going with it. He's the one player I wanted in the draft.
How far down do you have to go to find him?
For real.
A few
scrolls. You got to sort by him. No. All right.
But now it says I can't draft anybody but a defense or a kicker. So,
like, hey, you have to have these players to actually play.
Yep. I'm gonna try to grab that kicker. Has anybody else taken a kicker? Am I the only one? It's why I get like don't need to worry about finding mine. I don't know.
I took Bucker a while back.
I think kickers, most of the top kickers are off the board already, I think.
Yeah.
This might be a mistake, but I don't want anybody else to have him.
Right, he almost went undrafted.
Wow, Rodgers still on the board?
Rodgers is another one I was looking at. I was thinking about Rodgers myself. I was like, I might pick up Rodgers because why not?
That was
in round 15, I got Aaron Rodgers.
That's fantastic. I would say that's the pick of the the draft here. I mean, the truth is he's not going to be that bad, right? I mean,
No.
Even though he had assuming good wide receivers necessarily, but
that just means he'll scramble more, maybe.
Dang, I'm shocked. I did not realize Rodgers was still there.
I saw him up there. I almost grabbed him.
Jared, I didn't even know that. That's wild.
Yeah, it won't even let me look at the other positions now, so I can't even. It's like
that's weird.
None for you. You have picked your entire bench, so you must fill those empty spots. All right.
Jeez.
So yeah, okay, I can't blame it. Because Fitzgerald got Joe Burrow, and Jared has Josh Allen. So they got good quarterbacks. I would take both those guys over Rodgers this season for sure.
I would too. I was actually hoping Joe Burrow was going to still be around when I was going to go. I was going to take a QB a lot earlier, but when Kyler Murray went, I was like, yeah, I'm not really into most of the people there. And I think
Go ahead.
I think Tom Brady went undrafted too, by the way.
Are you serious?
I don't remember.
What, you had it on?
I don't see
Tom Brady went. Somebody grabbed him.
Did they?
I saw him up there. Oh, yeah, okay. I saw somebody around or two ago.
No,
how did
right.
Tom Brady go before Aaron Rodgers, though?
That's a good question.
So, Mike, you think Derek Carr is still going to be booty cheeks even with Devontae Adams?
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. Devontae Adams is going to be okay. He's not going to be the same. I'm sorry. I don't care who, like, it's the same reason why I think Tyreek Hill is not going to be the same. It matters who throws you the ball. And so if Devontae Adams is, you know, take, I don't know, 20% of his total targets and yardage off, he's an average wide receiver then. And I just don't think it's going to really push him over the top in any way, shape, or form. But
who's quarterback at Pittsburgh these days?
That's the small hands. What's his face? Hold on.
Kenny Pickett? Is that
Pickett.
It?
Yeah, Pickett. That's it.
Who the hell is that?
He's a rookie.
Can Claypool? Hey, did Claypool just go off the board?
Yeah.
Oh, he was
at the University.
Off the board. Dang, he was on my. He was literally up on my screen. I was reading.
Oh, who?
Pickett or Claypool? Oh. Claypool. Sorry.
I was looking at Claypool. He was literally on my screen. Oh, jeez, Louise.
Are you drafting on your iPad or your MacBook, Ledge?
No, I'm on my MacBook. I started on my. I don't even know what I'm doing. Sure, for fun.
Did anybody take?
I would have waited.
Ah,
nice.
No, that's fine. I'm like, I gotta get a chief on my roster, even if he's the only one that's apparently left. I don't even know who that is.
He's our rookie wideout.
All right, I'll let you guys help me pick my defense here. Tampa Bay's already gone. Rams are the Rams there? No, Rams are gone. Oh no, Rams. Should I take the Rams defense or the
they're going to be decent this year. I mean, they got a lot of good guys coming back.
Well, yeah, I would take.
We'll go Rams then. Alrighty.
I needed them. I was going to take them. I waited until the last pick to take my defense.
Nice. Yeah, Jake's like, yeah. Look at Houston, Atlanta. I think they're better.
Yeah,
defense, for sure.
Yeah, take that Lions defense.
Yeah. Nice, guys. I think this is going to be a good. Oh, yeah, we got to wait for Jake. Got to get his last pick here. Got to get his defense. I suggest take the Broncos. Please. Go ahead and take those Broncos defense.
Gross.
What other one? Oh, 49ers.
How much is best available here? Probably just going to take Dallas, whatever.
Dallas isn't bad. Yeah, I mean,
like I said, my defense is going to be
the weirdest. I feel like my team is so bizarre. I'm like, what?
Let me see your team, Lige. Lamar. Yeah, all right. Go to my team, baby. Nice. I actually like my bench. I like my bench. I'm feeling happy about this team.
Oh, nice. We have
IR. And Lamar, DeAndre Swift, James Conner, JJ, Stephon Diggs, and Kyle Pitts, Cam Akers. I think that was an auto draft on accident, but
so
hopefully that one doesn't turn out to be a mistake. That was like I had one pick that I missed when I was like switching between platforms I was using.
Do you know if we're allowed to put suspended players on IR?
Sorry?
Do you know if we're allowed to put suspended players in the IR slot?
I'm not sure. You can try, and if that's a setting I can change, I'm down to do it.
Well, I don't have anybody on that. I was just thinking if you could have, it would have been smart to draft what's-his-face from Houston
or
Arizona and let him put him on the IR and then just grab somebody off of the waivers.
Yeah.
Man. Hindsight.
What time is it? 9:30?
Well, cool,
that was a quick draft. Only an hour.
Yeah.
That was fast.
People are That was very fast. I feel like, but like I said, maybe it's just because it's an 8-man league. I'm like used to like the leagues before that I've been in. I swear it takes 2 or 3 hours long.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you guys go. I'm going to eat some dinner. Have a great rest of your evening. Oh, hold
on. One thing we wanted to change, right? What was that? Were we wanting to change the receptions for touchdowns to 5?
Oh, no, passing touchdowns. I thought you said you couldn't do it like it was set to either 4 or 6.
I can change it to 5.
Oh, yeah. If you want to bump it to 5, I know it was talked about in the team thing. I don't care either way. I was just asking because I know there's some rankings that were that ranked QBs differently depending on how it is. It currently is at a 4-point QB, and I think it's fine. Like I'm perfectly fine leaving it there. I think I was the only one that wanted a 6-point, so let's leave it at 4 just so that people don't feel gypped after they drafted QBs or something.
Yeah.
So
okay, that's cool with me.
Because I'm flexible. It's really not a big deal.
Sweet.
But
okay. If there's any Mike, look over the league rules. I'll send this in the general chat as well here. If there's anything that we want to change, we can take votes on it before the season actually starts. But
okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm hyped. This should be good.
It looks like my first match is my first matchup against you, Jake. Or no?
I don't think so. You're playing Dion first week.
Oh, okay.
You're playing
Naughty Boys.
You're playing Doug. You're playing Doug.
It's the Reed Bowl.
That's right.
There we go. Change my name now. Now they got JJ. So I got Justin Jefferson.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Let's see here. Let's see what's the league. What's your name now, Ledge?
Gritty Gritty Bang Bang.
Gritty Gritty Bang Bang. Nice.
Did you know, like his Justin Jefferson's touchdown dance?
Yeah.
It's called the Gritty.
I like it.
I had Jefferson last year. He's pretty good.
Okay, I changed my name too. Go check it out. Let me know what you think.
Like
chilling with my homies.
There you go.
Nice.
Dude, Jake, your team's pretty stacked, man.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm liking it.
Yeah. Well, this could be fun. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to go.
Good stuff.
All right, man.
Good
stuff.
Later.
See you, man.